St. Mary's Hospital in Green Bay is building a new regional cancer center. Along with the high-tech oncology equipment, it's designed with a rooftop garden where patients can go to take a break. Corrine Bacardian is the director of environmental services. When hospitals expand, she says they often eat up lots of green space for buildings and parking lots. The new rooftop garden is one way to make up for that. Plus, the Catholic Order of Nuns behind the hospital likes it.
The Franciscan Sisters have a long, rich history, 150 plus years of environmental initiatives, and one of their guiding points to us and statements is to have reverence for the earth. And so that simple statement of reverence for the earth is a cornerstone commitment of everything we do.
Also, new state and federal rainwater regulations mandate that properties of more than 5 acres implement rainwater management plans. Normally, that may come in the form of a retention pond. The project manager for the Green Roof says the garden is a prettier way of meeting those standards. Dean Crow is overseeing this week's planting. That's 12 flatbed semis full of plats of different species of succulent sedums and alums.
What it is 9 different types of sedums. And they're all for our zone in northeast Wisconsin, and they bloom at different times. So this roof will have different colors in spring, summer, and fall.
At 22,000 square feet, St. Mary's new green roof will be the largest in the state. It cost $450,000. Designers say the insulating qualities of the plants will make it cheaper to heat and cool the building. Plus, it has a longer lifespan than a traditional roof. And ground specialist Dan Rushlow says the plants can absorb a 1-inch rainfall without any runoff.
Additional runoff from that, beyond that, is going to be moved down into some underground holding tanks. We have two 2,000-gallon underground holding tanks that are going to catch the additional rainwater. And then that water, in turn, is going to be reused to water our lower gardens. So, you know, our premise of this is to try to capture about 95% of the water that falls on this roof.
Rushlow says that'll be good for nearby lakes and rivers.
All the water that would normally fall on this roof, go down drains and into the sewers, into the drain systems and out to the Fox River, will not be happening. We'll try to capture that, reuse it, and keep any pollutants or anything, you know, that would catch up in that rainwater from going into the Fox River.
When the plants start blooming again in April, Corrine Bacardian expects patients and their families will come out to take advantage of them.
If you are a cancer patient and you get a tough diagnosis, suddenly your life becomes nothing but about living. And so the concept of a living roof as a place for people to go with their family members to contemplate and move forward and accept, this has really got a lot of special meaning. And it's why, it's a big part of why this is on this project.
The new Regional Cancer Center itself is scheduled to accept its first patients in January. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.